It took the Senate Democrats an afternoon to do it, but they finally voted to remove their leader. Twice, the 18 Democrats deadlocked over who should replace Senator Chuck Quala. But then they agreed to just strip him of his top spot and divide the majority leader position between two other senators. Senators Russ Decker and Fred Risser will share the majority leadership until a new vote 2 days after the election.
First thing we're going to do is push for campaign finance reform, calling the governor to expand his call to include the Ellis campaign finance reform bill.
Let's just stress our main goal right now is to see that the Democrats stay in majority in the Senate, because we got an agenda that's a good agenda for the public.
Quala calls them two good leaders.
Obviously, it's an interim decision on their part, but I think that they have set the groundwork for Senate Democrats to continue in the majority and to continue to do the good things that we've done in the past.
The whole reason fellow Democrats were removing Quala was because prosecutors last week charged him with 20 campaign-related felonies, including extortion. Quala wouldn't say much on that.
I can tell you this, though. I expect at the end of the day that I'll be fully exonerated, and I look forward to that day.
In the meantime, the election is fast approaching. Democrats and Republicans are hoping action to remove leaders facing criminal charges will show voters it's a new day in the state legislature. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.